dealing with things that are not living. Can that which is, in our understanding of the world, can that which is mineral become animal? No. It can't change its form. Now, it can change its form as to what it is. A rock, for an example, at the proper place in an ocean, beaten by the waters, can be smoothed, have a smooth edge, or change that aspect. But it can't become animal. And the same thing with vegetable, and same thing with animal becoming these things. And so, this is the realm in which we think. But when we come to God, all bets are off. The game doesn't play anymore. We can't think in terms of animal, vegetable, mineral. In any aspect. Any aspect. Because God is spirit. And so we start off with a fundamental problem. How can that which is not spiritual, animal, us, if you please, flesh, how can we become spiritual? God is spirit. And so we have this problem. A mineral can't become animal. How in the world is animal going to become spiritual? So what Christ is saying here to this woman at the well is so simple. It's so simple that it really becomes complex. It becomes difficult to think in this realm. It becomes impossible. And that's why God sent us the Holy Spirit, so that we could think in this realm. Not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which gives us the ability to think in the realm of animal, vegetable, mineral. But now we're changing everything when Jesus Christ says something about God. And think about it, why did Jesus Christ come? And I'm saying that a lot to you because I hope that you're moving from the answer to offer salvation to what salvation is. He came to reveal God. The most fundamental thing about the coming of Christ, stated over and over. Sometimes if anyone has any doubt about it, we'll just go through the passages and I'll show you. He came to reveal the Father, i.e., how we can come to the Father. And in revealing the Father, he makes this unbelievable statement to, of all people, not a profound theologian at the temple, not a profound philosopher at Athens, but an adulterous, immoral woman at a well. But this woman is ready to make this understanding. And so he can make it to her. He can't even say this to his disciples. I could just see him saying to his disciples, like everything else he said to them, they'd go off scratching their head. Because all they could think of is in the realm of animal, mineral, vegetable. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Every time he talked about bread, they thought about a loaf of Mrs. Bear's bread. They thought about bread. It took him a long time to realize when he's talking about bread, he's not talking about bread. When he's talking about water, he's not talking about water. This would have been too much for him. But it wasn't too much for this woman. It is an unbelievably profound statement. Very simple, but